Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's my pleasure and privilege to be here with you today to share some information, hopefully to help you have a life of more grace and ease. And I share information from the angels, so I look forward to taking your calls at the second half of the show. Thank you all who are already listening in. And also, each week, I do the weekly angel card reading for the upcoming week. I will do that and also share on the topic of how to have a stress-free holiday with the angels. So again, my name is Barbara Calvano. I am a spiritual intuitive, a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue, and also a life coach. So I'm here committed to help give you coaching and guidance so that you can navigate through your life with more effectiveness and more possibilities. And for more information about who I am, please go to my website. Follow me there with your email, and you can receive this weekly reading. And also, sometimes I do give away goodies, gifts, such as a free one-hour angel card readings. And also, I do have a holiday special with reduced rates for my readings that you can find out about there. And also on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching. And also follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. So here we go. You know, the topic that I was guided to share with you is how to have a stress-free holiday. And part of the weekly reading actually indeed covers that. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the weekly reading and then share more about how we can have a holiday season for most of us here in North America, in the United States, and also in Europe. You know, we do celebrate Christmas or the different holidays around in December, maybe even Hanukkah and others, Kwanzaa. But also we have Thanksgiving here in the United States, and that's time when families get together. And it begins a series of weeks and days before we hit New Year's Eve where there can be extra emotion because a lot of memories come up and a lot of feelings. And then there's a rush. There seems to be a rush as we move towards the end of the year. And tensions can get high. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and do the weekly reading and show you how it coincides. The angels are already giving us some guidance of how it coincides with the season. And, you know, bear with me because sometimes I'm ready to go with what I'm going to do, and I get guided from the angels to go ahead and actually do a short meditation before we even start. So here I'm going to go ahead and share with you a beautiful affirmation from Louise L. Hay so that we can get ourselves grounded and in a state of peace before we begin this show. So here we go. I'm going to play some music in the background as we begin this meditation. And it is an affirmation, and I share it often from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. It has beautiful affirmations that are very powerful, and they make a huge difference if you allow them to enter your heart and your mind. And here we go. Infinity of where I am. All is perfect, whole and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself, therefore I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself. Therefore, I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities. Working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure. For I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world. And so it is. From Louise L. Hay, you can heal your life. So thank you for listening to one of my favorite affirmations that actually I experience it as a prayer, and it resonates for me almost all week. So when things aren't going the way you are, you can just kind of remember that, or, you know, get the book for yourself. It has been sold, 30 million copies in all languages all around the world. So it's filled with affirmations for each and every area of your life, from work to health to relationships to abundance. And Louise L. Hay's work continues to expand and grow with Hay House and all of its excellent authors and products. So I totally use them myself, and I share with them their value. So I'm going to go ahead for the weekly reading of the week. As we, the topic of November being Embrace Your Radiance, the angels see your radiance. They see your radiant light shining from you. If you may not on some days, you may not feel it, but the angels totally see it. And all you have to do, if you need, is to call upon them. And especially during this holiday season, the season that many of us, oftentimes we wish would just go by really quickly, like, how can I survive the season? You'll hear people say, oh, I just want to get through this. And for some people, it can be very, very difficult. There can be years at this particular time where there's great sadness and sorrow as they think of people who are no longer with us. It can be a time of a lot of tension and anxiety, if family relationships are not great, and then you come together and pretend or try or even ignore one another at the holiday season. So there's a lot of drama, and there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of memories of hurt and pain. So it can be that. And then in combination, we see all the beautiful commercials for beautiful things, and we see glitter and lights and all the, you know, the beautiful pictures of what the holiday season can be. And then for some of us in our hearts, it could almost be the complete opposite. And then there are years where it's not so bad, and there's sharing and love and fun. But it tends to be a time of heightened levels of emotion. So as I go through the reading, then I'm going to talk about how we can create having it be less stressful, which I promise you one can do, because I've done it for myself and I've seen others, so I'm going to share that information with you. So for the weekly reading, which is starting this coming Monday, it's for November 24th through the 30th. So we're going to go right through Thanksgiving here in the United States, to the end of the month. So I was guided to use the Archangels Oracle Cards deck by Doreen Virtue. And for Monday and Tuesday, we have a message from Archangel Sandalphon. And the message is gifts from God. What a beautiful message as we begin like the Thanksgiving, you know, week here. It says, "We angels bring you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive." And so what I see in this is that they may be material gifts. They may be material gifts that have finally come into you know, reality for you in terms of new work, new clients, something that you've been working on, you know, is coming to fruition. But it also can be gifts of love, gifts of relationship, gifts of surprises, of things working out that you almost like magically, issues with families, relatives, even coworkers that get resolved almost instantaneously. So Sandalphon is, I call him like the express mail messenger. You give your request to Sandalphon, and he sends them directly right up to God, like just instantaneously. So if you have a request and you need it to be heard immediately, ask Archangel Sandalphon to deliver the message for you. So that's his principal role. So we have him with us in the beginning of the week. And here it says, "Heaven is expansive and ever-increasing. One of the ways in which heaven expands is through giving and sending love continuously." So it is about love in the beginning of the week. This love is sent to you in many forms. Now, our job is to be willing and to open our arms, open our hearts. And so as I spoke earlier, this is a time when some of us may want to shield our heart or even like protect our heart. Maybe we were hurt recently in a family matter or relationship matter, and we don't want to feel that again. So the human being thing to do is to protect ourselves and say, well, I'm not going to let myself be that open and vulnerable again, so I'm going to like cover my heart. It's just like an automatic reaction. You know, you hurt me, so I'm just going to defend myself. And though some of these hurts come from childhood, and we still carry them with us. And so just being open, allowing yourself to open your heart and give over all pain and worries and anxiety over to the angels. And we can even ask Archangel Michael to cut any of our cords of attachment, those energetic attachments between us and the past, us and other people, where we still hold on to possibly resentment, bitterness, or anger. You know, it is the human thing to do sometimes. You know, our spiritual self wants to be totally free and open. So sometimes we still hold on to some resentments. This is a perfect time to begin to identify those people that we may have a little upset with and ask Archangel Michael to cut and sever that cord of attachment of lower energy. and let it just drop away. But be open. Be open from gifts on Monday and Tuesday. Gifts of love. And just be open to that. And then for Wednesday and Thursday of next week, we have the message from Archangel Zadkiel. And the message is teaching and learning. And here again, it says keep an open mind and learn new ideas. Then teach these ideas to others. So you may be with family members and whatnot, and it may be time for you to even share some of the things that you learned since you had last seen them. Be open to sharing. You know, sometimes we learn something new and we don't think that they're going to be interested in what we're doing. So some of us, we may be juicing or eating a vegan diet now, or we may be doing some kind of crazy yoga or doing some things, and we think that they may not be interested. Well, they may not ever do those practices, but they very well may find it quite interesting. And it's a great opportunity to share those things that you've learned that have worked for you. We don't have to like throw it, you know, into their face, but we can just share with them what's made us really happy in the past few months, past year, since we've seen some of our family. So Zadkiel also, he's in charge of our esoteric learning and wisdom. So, you know, here we saw the first part of the week, gifts from God, and one of the gifts is our own connection to our wisdom, which is not just from this lifetime, but also from former lifetimes. So here, in terms of embracing your radiance, the angels want me to tell you, you have so much. So much to give that's more than just money and gifts, you know, of material things. Your love from your heart, the things that make you happy, those are things that you can share with people. That's a true gift to share openly. You know, many times we have things, and if we have a family issue or problem, we don't really want to share. We kind of want to just coexist for the meal and whatever, and chit chat on a light level, and then move on, right? I mean, I'm only sharing from past experiences. Like, how do I get through this situation? Well, here, saying teaching and learning. So, how that resonates for you, and even as you look at these pictures of these cards on the blog talk page or at my website, you can something they also call to you. So here it says that you are a spiritual teacher and an avid learner. So be open to sharing new ideas and learning about topics that even are outside of your normal interests. So that also includes, they may be open to hearing what they've been up to, but not just like listening from, I'm listening because I'm just a family member and I'm just the same old way you've been listening before. You know how you've known somebody for a long, long time, and it's very easy to listen to them in an automatic kind of way? You know, just kind of like automatic, right? Try listening to your family members as if you've never heard them before. Yes, if you could do that. As if they're a mystery. As if you don't know their journey. As if they're a complete mystery to you. Try it on. And I promise you, you're going to hear them in a whole new light, because they have something to offer you too and me that we've not heard before, that we've not been willing to take the time to listen. And this is a huge part of having a stress-free holiday season, is taking on the practice of listening in a new way. Totally new way. Just try it on. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, we have the message from Archangel Raguel. And here we have it. The message is relationship harmony. Beautiful message to have and energy for Thanksgiving week and weekend. And here it says, we angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved. Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now. Now, we all have that one family member, it could be an aunt or uncle or cousin, who we were like, we already know that this person is this way, they've always been this way, and oh boy, we're just going to have to put up with that again and whatever. You know, kind of like being cynical and frustrated that, all right, how are we going to deal with this lower energy? There is a high possibility that this relationship will be resolved. Oftentimes, if we want something, what's missing is that we have to actually allow a clear, blank slate, a clear, blank slate of allowing a miracle to occur. Coming from nothing, we are so huge. Being radiant beings of light and love, which is who we are, sometimes we forget, we can do that. We can allow a clear slate for people who have hurt us, angered us, even betrayed us, right? There's a possibility of doing that. It's just a shift in perception. And here, Raguel, he is the one who assists us with our relationships. His name means friend of God, and his principal role is to create harmony and order in relationships. So he has the power to resolve disputes, and he's often called the Archangel of Justice and Fairness. So if you need a little extra energy from the relationship coach angel, call upon Archangel Raguel for a specific relationship. I'm guided to share right now there may be family members going through something that they don't want to talk about with the family. They want to keep private, and just give them the space and time to do this. You know, each one of us has our own journey, our own path, and it may not look like how we think it should be. You know, we have this, you know, sometimes our ego has this director, choreographer, you know, way of being like, things should go this way, that way, forward, backwards, you know, how we think it should turn out. But everyone has their own unique path of working out issues with God and their angels, releasing and their own forgiving. And there will be times when they will not want to be present. They will want to need to be absent from your family gatherings, and give them the space. Just send them love, give them the space. You know, many times families will get together and gossip about other family members. I'm just bringing everything up that a normal, typical family can do, which I have seen in my own family gatherings, and I love them all. But, you know, we can do that as human beings. We can sit around and start gossiping. Gossiping is when you talk about someone and they're not there in your presence to defend themselves. So we just start talking and talking. And how do you feel when you talk about someone who's not there to defend themselves? And it's not like light and love. You know, we kind of feel lousy, even stressed. So one of the ways to alleviate stress and have a stress-free holidays is catch yourself if you see yourself doing old patterns of like getting into gossip, all right? It's better to say nothing, or better to say perhaps they needed some time alone, or shift the topic to something else. Watch and see if your conversations are moving towards the light or moving towards the not light, you know, all right? And you'll see how it affects your physical body. You're actually going to feel lighter if you stay in comments about love versus comments that are not loving, okay? And forgive yourself if you do. We know we can do that. The angels will forgive us. God forgives us. We can just do that instantaneously. So for next week, we really have this beautiful message and support with our Thanksgiving holiday. You know, we literally have gifts from God. Be open that your heart will experience more love. Look for love. What does love look like? It's not just the shiny knight on the horse, you know, coming to you. Love could be so many things. Loving gestures, acts of kindness, they're everywhere. And if you find yourself getting low or even depressed with the holiday season, take a moment, breathe, and just look at, are you taking care of yourself? you know, as now I'm going to move into, what else can we do so that we can have a stress-free holiday? One of the main things, I actually wrote down three things, if I can find it here. It's the three S's. And my three S's were, okay, the three S's are stick. Stick to your routines that are healthy. You may not be able to go to the gym as often as you do regularly or work out regularly. Say you work out four times a week or five times a week. Maybe you'll only do it two times or three times. But don't drop out your healthy habits just because the holidays come in. Just because you see at Starbucks now they have gingerbread lattes, eggnog lattes, and then the cookies and the cakes and everything, you know, start showing up doesn't mean you just forget that all year round that you practiced some healthy habits. If anything, this is the time to stick to them. All right, so get fresh air. And if you're traveling and visiting family, it's best not to stay cooped up in the house the whole time. Get out. Get out. Go for a walk. Go for a hike. Go to a gym. Take a class locally. Just get out of the house and get some fresh air. It's really important to alleviate stress and old patterns to acknowledge and know that when we put ourselves into family situations, and some of them are more toxic than others, and that's a whole other topic. So what we want to do is that not pretend it's not there and get upset. Know that most likely family members are not going to change, though they may have, as we see here, gifts from God. We may see some new heartfelt openings. But for the most part, if we know that certain people trigger certain things in us, not like you're totally avoiding them, but spend the least amount of time with them. Really, it's okay. Instead of sitting down for 2 hours, you could spend an hour or a half an hour. But make sure you go out and work and get some physical exercise. That will really help you relax. It's probably one of the most important things you can do. And then stick to your health habits, which include, if you know that too much alcohol or too much sugar or even caffeine for a lot of people makes you jumpy, try very little caffeine. Or if you feel called, no caffeine and coffee. It's very easy to go to substances and activities that give us that adrenaline shot and make us feel, you know, all hyped, which kind of like has us not be present. You know, we're actually chemically charged, so we're not really present in our bodies. It's okay to be present in your body. You know, those feelings that you have, you're going to be able to give them over to the angels. Or if you need to cry, if you need to experience certain emotions, you can do that privately. You'll be all right. But the last thing to do is to mask them with a lot of chemicals like sugar and caffeine or alcohol. And if you do that, forgive yourself and then get back on to a healthier, you know, day the following day. Just be mindful of that. So that's stick-to-itiveness. Stick to those routines. The next one is simplify. Simplify means you don't have to do everything. You really don't have to do everything. You don't have to, if your family commitment and pattern is that everybody gets together and they have to cook a lot of food and they have to all bring a present and they have to do it this way and they have to go over here and have to go over there. You really don't. You really don't. And you may be the shining example to the rest of the family that they can simplify. It could be encouraging a family member and to, you know, instead of cooking a meal for 10 people, maybe encouraging them to go to a restaurant or to do something easier. So there are options and there are possibilities and you have choices. And once you discover this, you're going to have a ball, and you can be so creative because you don't have to do the same thing that you did every year. Like, really, you know, some families have done the same thing every year for hundreds of years. And people can be miserable or they can be somewhat happy. But the truth is, if it doesn't work for you, you are unique. You have your own path. You don't have to do it. And do it not with being righteous and negative. Just know that in your heart, it's okay that if you don't eat meat anymore and you bring a vegetarian dish, you know, then that's okay. And you're supported by God and the angels to be yourself. You're going to be encouraging other people to take a look at being unique. So that's for next week. And also, the third S is solo. So we have stick to your routines, healthy routines, simplify your life, and then solo. Solo means take some time to be alone. Yeah, how do you do that with so many activities and a lot of things wrapping presents, buying presents, school programs for children, you know, just family gatherings, you know, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah and you have to go every day with something, solo. Find time to be alone. And that could be when you go to the gym and you go and exercise. But it also could be when everything's going on in your house that you just choose to go to your room for 10 minutes. Or you go to bed early instead of being up late with everybody who's, you know, doing the normal activities on a holiday. It doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make you right. It just serves you and gives you some peace. So find some solo time. It may be only when you're taking a shower, but that doing that and taking care of yourself or having time for a sea salt bath, solo will help you so much during the holiday. It may be taking that walk by yourself, getting away from everything, walking around the block so you can just be by yourself. It may only be for 5 minutes, even less than 10 minutes, but it'll serve you hugely. And you get to make up the rules. You actually get to make up the rules. That is the biggest stress-free holiday tip. Now, sometimes you'll have to explain to yourself why you're not going to go to this church service with certain family members, or you are going to go and even haven't been ever going before in all these years. Once you know that you can create, you get to choose from all possibilities, as long as you have a conversation and communicate, you can have time to be peaceful and without stress. I'm guided to share again, watch your intake. Watch your intake of too many seasonal treats, you know, that actually alter your mind. So too much alcohol, caffeine, sugar, those are the culprits. And also guided to share, you don't necessarily have to go into credit card debt, buying exorbitant, expensive gifts if you don't have the money really to afford it. That's not going to work well for you in the new year. Come from your heart. By taking care of yourself, you're going to be peaceful. You're going to share love from your radiant being self. That is the true gift, because you're going to be present to listen to them. When they have that time, the time that you've allotted to visit them, they're going to get you, and that is the greatest gift that you can give. So that is my first half of the show. I'm now going to take a brief break and then take your listener calls for some readings. So I will be right back. Thank you. Hello, everyone. It's Barbara Calvano, and welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And before I take to the calls, tomorrow, Sunday, I will be at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, New York, from 10 o'clock to 5 p.m. And my morning is already booked, but the afternoon from 1 o'clock on, I have availability to do readings, 15 and 30-minute readings. And it is the biggest holistic fair that the Awaken Fair company puts on, so there will be so many exhibitors and vendors, beautiful crystal sellers, and with their gemstones, and healers, and other intuitive readers. So it's going to be quite a celebration. There's a small fee to get into the fair, and then we have all these things that you can participate in. And also speakers. There's great talks. So you can go to awakenfair.com, Tarrytown, New York, and we will also be in New York on January 25th in Manhattan at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So I will be there. So for all this information, follow me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching or at my website to get the most updated information. So I'm going to go ahead now and going to take the your calls for angel card reading. So the very first caller is area code 252. Hello there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there. What?
Okay.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. Hey. So
hey.
How can we help you today?
Just pull a card or whatever the angels have to say, whatever messages come through. It's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Very good, Keisha. So I'm going to go to, let me see where I'm guided. I always place several decks in front of me just in case questions. Okay, so I'm going to go with Archangel Michael for you, Keisha, and see what has
to say. Yep, that's my favorite angel.
How did I know?
Yeah.
I was told.
Yeah.
Here we go, Keisha. So here we are. And as usual, for those who are listening, the selection of the cards is all based on law of attraction. And it's divinely channeled. I just clear myself and I ask for protection and guidance in the selection of the messages. So here we go. So I'm guided to choose three cards for you, Keisha. The very first message is, you know, your inner guidance is real and trustworthy. So it does say, it says, please help me clearly hear, see, feel, and know the divine guidance that I have asked and prayed for. Allow me to keep my ego out of the way so your wisdom can come streaming through me for my own benefit and for those around me. So you've been getting guidance on a particular issue, a situation, and Archangel Michael is saying, trust it, trust it, trust it. You know, just what you've been getting, definitely trust it.
Yeah.
Then here is the second part of the message. It says a favorable outcome. So in regards to your issue, situation, there will be a favorable outcome. It says, thank you for the beautiful outcome to this situation, which is perfect and fair for everyone involved. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me trust and have faith. So that is the second part. And the third part of it is innocence. And here we have Archangel Michael saying, dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see that all of your qualities of pure love and light are reflected within me and all others. Help me embrace my God-given innocence so that I can be at peace. So here, this beautiful card has an angel holding in his hands like a tiny, tiny puppy. And so what it's saying is that you are so loved. You know, love yourself. You are protected as this angel is holding in his hands, this tiny, tiny, you know, being.
Mm-hmm.
So you are protected. And that is, you know, and the angels recognize your innocence. And they recognize your purity. So whatever you've been praying about, it's going to be a favorable outcome. You're so taken care of, and that the messages that you've been receiving are definitely real and they're trustworthy. Whenever I get this card, I tell my clients that this is my most powerful card in the Archangel Michael deck, because I received two of these in my deck.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get this, this is like getting like, you know, they're like writing it across the sky. You know, it's like,
yeah.
So you know, you don't have to necessarily share with me, but this is what they're saying. So go ahead and trust the messages you've been receiving, and you can totally breathe and know that you're totally loved and protected at this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now I received that, because like all of that, whatever was on my shoulders just melted off, you know. And like you said, breathe out. Yeah, I like kind of breathe the, you know, sigh of relief, you know. So, yeah, so I can, that resonates very much so.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have a wonderful weekend, Keisha. Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so my next caller is area code 661.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon. I guess I always get confused. I'm in California, so and it is afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we are good afternoon.
Thank you so much for taking my call. How exciting. It's actually my first time on your program.
Oh, cool.
I know that I've actually been anticipating this particular time as we complete 2014 and 2015. For about 5 years now, I just feel that something really juicy and big is about to pop off in my life, and I know that a lot of things are also going to be coming to completion, like in their entirety, like I'm jumping off the hamster wheel kind of thing, and things that I know that I have probably been putting off. So, So my question is, as I'm moving through all of this, because there's still a lot of that emotional angst with the things that I know that must be done, I just want to know what it is that, you know, the greater aspect of myself wants me to know right now in this moment to assist me as I literally move through this rather huge transition.
Okay. So even before drawing an angel card, what I see is I see definitely everything you described as like pure radiance, like this incredible opportunities. The only thing the angels are saying is to release all your fear. Release any fear.
Okay.
Release any fear, because you already are having messages and visions of what it's to be, and those are real, just like in the last call. Trust those visions are real. Release the fear. Do you work with the angels daily or often?
I just call them in, you know. You know, I'll wink at a particular part of where the room is, and I'm like, I know. I get the flashes of light. I'll hear the tones. Oh. Thank you, baby.
Okay, beautiful.
So I hear the tone. I look and I say thank you, but, you know, I'm doing my best. I'm doing the best with where I am right now. So.
Okay. So I never got your name. What is your name?
Adanya,
beautiful. Wow. So here, Adanya, the first thing I picked up was release your fear. And also, I mentioned earlier, if you were listening, do you have you received any messages to give up caffeine, or have you done that?
I literally gave it up, and today, oh my God, my angels are probably up there giggling. I had my first thing of coffee today in 9 weeks.
Okay,
and that's interesting that I was.
Yeah,
that's so interesting. Okay, so I know to go back to it. I enjoyed, but I was like, I know to give it up. I know it's not good for me.
Oh yeah, this is the season. Like we start like going, you know, I'm feeling a little, you know, that little anxiety end of the year holiday thing, and it's very easy to pick up on that thing that gives us that little. It's the same vibe of being hyped, but it's the same vibe of being fearful.
Right.
So here's the task. Let it go. Ask Archangel Raphael to totally take away the addiction. because in the jitteriness, it has the same feeling of being slightly nervous, slightly anticipating, right? It's the same feeling in our body. So when you eliminate that, you're going to be in more of a connection of peaceful grace with the angels. It's just that way. If you see this beautiful new horizon that's there, that's coming your way in 2015, and it's real. It sounds like you've done the work of 2014. The only thing that will make it harder for you is if you bring in that agitated vibration. You agitate your vibration. So by eliminating the caffeine, which you followed the message, you did do that, try getting back off of it, you know, just eliminating it. Even if you have to do organic green tea, which has a lower level of caffeine, or just herbal teas, beautiful herbal teas. The angels are wanting you to be able to tap into your natural energy, which is unlimited. It's unlimited. You'll have the energy to do whatever you needed to do without any artificial stimulation, and you're going to be more psychic. You're going to be more intuitive. If that's not a good payoff, you know what I mean? If that's not a good payoff, you know, it's a huge payoff. I tell people, you want your psychic power, you want your superpowers? Follow some of these directions, right? You want your superpowers for 2015. Yeah, so that even before I did anything, it says, ask her about the caffeine, you know?
I know that. I knew it, too. I'm sitting around, I'm like, oh. I was like, I knew I shouldn't have had it, but I wanted it so badly. Oh, they're so funny. They are so tweaky. I love it. I love it.
And you know, and we think, you know, before I got into angels, you know, I've just been doing this now for several years publicly. I've worked it on my own. These tiny things we knew, we know these things, but in the magical world of high vibrational work, these tiny changes are so huge. Like when we, you know, clean up our nutrition, and I'm not completely vegan or, you know, I'm more vegetarian, but when you take the messages one by one, your intuition, our intuition gets so much stronger.
Right.
So whether maybe perhaps you need to up your exercise, I don't know how that is, because that helps us stay stress-free also, and we don't need caffeine.
Right.
You know, but that was the thing that I saw. I also drew these cards for you from the Archangel Power Tarot. Oh, here we go. This is so great. Here we go. The very first one is the Star with Archangel Jophiel. And if you've ever worked with Jophiel, she's the one who helps us shift our thoughts. So if you're being, if you feel yourself slightly negative or a little, you know, not
I
feeling
would say slightly is an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very deep into a lot of shadow stuff coming up. So it's
okay.
It's intense.
Jophiel is with you right now, and Jophiel's aura is fuchsia pink. So literally, just think of Jophiel. I am Jophiel, and have that fuchsia pink aura. Inhale it in your body as if you're just drenching yourself in that beautiful color. And you can just do that as needed. Jophiel can be with you to beautify your thoughts. And here she says, a dream comes true. Believe in yourself, the end of a difficult situation. So you have Jophiel with you. You also have Gabriel, which is the messenger angel who helps with artists and writers to stand up for what you believe in, have confidence, claim your personal power, your authentic personal power. Claim your personal power. And then the third part of this message is you get another major arcana card, which when these cards show up, it means major life changes.
Right.
You have the Magician. So you have Archangel Raziel, who says that you can manifest the life you want. What you need will magically appear, and successful beginnings. So, you know, what you shared with me is exactly what's coming down your path. So, you know, give your worries over to the angels, literally like you just see them like a basketball, you know, in front of you, holding this ball of worries, and you're just tossing it over to them and let them take them up into the heavens and be transmuted into light and love, you know. That's how you can work with them on a daily basis. You can talk to them. You can literally do that. And you can ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords of any attachments to worries, the past, anything that's not light and love, and work with Archangel Michael, or here, Jophiel and Raziel you have with you, and Gabriel today.
Yeah.
No, you're going.
That's,
you're,
I know exactly
have.
Where they all stand around me too, so
okay.
That's pretty neat. Okay.
Yeah, so this is awesome. And by you allowing your body to be the temple of vibration, that will be best to attract all of that even more quickly, follow the guidance that you're getting. With,
okay.
You know, giving up the caffeine completely, if they say dairy, whatever it is, you know. And, yeah, they're there as super coaches to really assist us.
Awesome.
So that is your message today.
And it's awesome.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, you,
thank you so
thank
very
you for
much.
Calling, because you'll help others, you know, with this. You're welcome. You're so welcome. Okay.
Yeah.
So have a great weekend. And
thank
I'm going to move
too.
On to the next caller. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So the next caller is area code 216.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
How are you
your
today?
Name?
Karen.
Great. Hi, Karen.
Good.
Karen.
Oh, boy. My last day was yesterday at my job, my contract job. It was kind of out of the blue. I thought it would last until after the holidays, but it did not.
Okay.
Can you look
okay.
to see when I'm going to get a job? Oh, boy. Nice for the holidays, isn't it?
Well, you know, these are when we look at it from a spiritual perspective in the world of angels and ascended masters, there are no accidents. So there's a pony here somewhere in the room. There's a pony. We just have to look and
please
see.
Tell me that. Okay, I know.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, there's a definite gift in this. And, I mean, are you able to collect unemployment, though, as you move through the holidays? You know, you still have something
coming in? I do, but
in?
I kept my part-time job. I've been looking for work all year. I've been temping off and on. I lost my
okay.
job last January. I'm looking
okay.
for full-time. I just haven't met, I haven't got the right
okay.
job yet.
Okay.
Oh, and I turned down this. I have no regrets. I don't even want to go there. Let's see. I know.
So there's a gift here. And what I'm sensing is that there was anything that was missing for you in terms of passion and your creativity and talents that was missing for you in this job. Because I'm hearing is that the angels are going to give you what you really want. Okay.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But, financially, the part-time
uh-huh.
job that I do, it would be more than unemployment. That's why I'm going to keep it. It's silly
okay.
not to.
Okay.
That's why, okay.
Okay, very good. But there's something else that you want to be doing in this world, you know, and that's what I'm picking up. There's something else that you want to
And I've been
to
looking.
Keep
oh,
going.
I know. I know.
In terms of even your life purpose. You know, so that's what I'm seeing. I'm going to look and see what the angels have
like
to say. When?
When?
Now
like,
you're
yeah,
looking
if you
now
can get up a time framing. Yes, I just sent six more out today. They had, yeah, jobs that interest me.
Okay. So I'm going to try this new deck of cards that I got that are called Angel Answers, actually. So what I'm also picking up is this. Release all your fears over to them if you work with the angels. You know, that's how you do it, just like you're talking to me. Talk to them aloud or silently. And let go of your fears. It's easier to say than to do sometimes. But are you looking, you know, many people are looking just to pay their bills first, right? You know, you want to pay your
I'm
bills.
I'm looking for the right job, yes.
Yeah, I'm sensing that the angels are going to provide you with something where you're going to be able to contribute on the job in a way that you've dreamed of. You know, contribute, and it's going to be fulfilling. It's not just going to be
It's
fun.
Been a year, almost. I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
I know.
It's really working. Okay. I'm just there to ask the angels that are asking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke? Do you use tobacco? Do you smoke?
Yes.
Okay. Angels want you to breathe more pure oxygen, more pure air.
I know. How about just quit? Is that what they're trying to say?
Yeah. I'm saying it the nice way.
You know, I didn't
yeah.
smoke
yeah.
for 2 weeks when I'm working. I just, when I'm, I know, it's because I'm stressed again. I started smoking today. I had a cigarette,
yeah.
yes.
Okay,
not that much.
The
it's off
the
and
lady
on.
Started caffeine. You started, yeah. That's part of that
yeah,
holiday.
I don't drink
that's
coffee.
Part of that holiday
yeah.
stress. Okay.
I know.
Part of that holiday stress, you know. So.
And I do exercise.
Okay. All right. So ask Archangel Raphael to assist you in stopping smoking because you're missing, it's making you more nervous. Even though for some people it relaxes them a little bit. But for you, for someone who's interested and does work with the angels, I say anyone who calls in, they're already working with
works
you.
Works with
the right?
I know.
Yeah, the angels are working with you. They want to help you have the highest joy. Okay? So the very first card is it says, if you believe. So if you believe that you will get the job, you will get it. Now, you will believe 100%. What does that look like, you know? Oftentimes we believe, but we're believing like, 98%. You know what I mean? I'll believe it when 100%. I see it, right? Right. How do we do that, right? We let go and surrender, you know? Then here it says no need to worry. No need to worry.
I believe you. You are a great reader. That's what it, okay, go on.
Okay. And then the last one, it says, I'm going to say what it says. It says, it says a year from now. It says a year from now. Now, you got let go, but you said you are working a part-time job?
Mm-hmm.
You let go of the part-time job?
No, I'm going to keep the part-time job. Yes.
Okay, so you have the part-time job. It says a year from now in terms of a full-time job. Okay.
You mean a permanent job that I'm looking for?
Yeah, that's the question that you asked me. You know, it's
oh my God, what a
time. So, what could you do? Now, I'm going to pull one more card. So, what could you do, right? You could take care of your health, number one, right? Do you have, and here's like that. So, yeah, that's, you know, it says that is what I got is a year from now. Now, we all have free will, right? You have free will, I have free will. So you can make happen whatever you want to make happen. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, you can make the change. So with the part-time job, is there something that you could do to turn that part-time job into making more money?
Not make
you know,
more money, but you can work
job.
Full-time hours, yeah.
A year from now, you're going to have the job that you really, really want. Between now and then, you know, you're going to have to, as long as it's not horrible, right, as long as it's a job that can allow you to maybe study something new, continue to get your resumes out, and if you need to work on your health and do some things that you haven't had time to do, now's the time. Okay?
But I could get another temp job in between or another contract job.
Yeah. But the big one that you want will be a year from now.
I know what you're saying.
Full time. Question. Okay.
But contract job, you can get decent money too while I'm looking. Do you see me getting another contract job?
Well, the first three cards it says that there's no need to worry.
Don't worry.
No. So don't worry, you know. And I have to close the show. I'm sorry, you know, because it's
okay.
closing.
Okay.
But the main thing
I got
to do, when you breathe more, you relax more. And when you're in a state of joy, you're more likely to attract abundance. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is. You know, worry brings worry. So whatever you can do to bring that state of being more peaceful and bring more health in your life, you're going to attract that vibration. You're going to attract it. And it may, it says a year from now for that full-time job, but most likely it says if you believe that you're going to get the contract job, I guess those are the shorter jobs, then you'll get that. But whatever you can do, give all your worries, give your worries, doubts, and frustrations over to the angels. You know, ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords of worry and even to vacuum out of your space all of that worry from your home and where you live, and then fill it with diamond white light. All right? Then you're going to experience more peace and attraction. Okay? So I have to close the show now.
Thank you.
So, but thank you so much. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you. You too. So thank you, everyone who was listening today. I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of you. If you are listening and you would like a short reading from me, feel free to go to my Facebook page and message me at B. Calvano Coaching, and I will write you a private message there. Thank you again, and follow me at my website at bcalvanocoaching.com for updates and weekly readings. I will see you on my next show. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Namaste.